Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. About the reality of transformation. First, let's just acknowledge that transformation happens in many different ways, right? Sometimes we go toward it. Sometimes we are thrust into it. Like one of the things that I'd say I believe it, and I think I believe it because it's happened to me is what I'm saying. So I don't know what that constitutes as belief, but it feels like the world that I'm in, sometimes I think that the universe will strip something from you, and that will be a painful thing. And it will simply be because it was not meant for you and you would have never let it go on your own. I've certainly seen that in my own life, and I've certainly seen it in other people's lives as well. And then the other thing is, you know, you're thirsty for growth, in which case you find that life is a constant transformational process because nothing in this life stands still ever. But it is important to understand that there are a couple of different ways that we end up in some sort of a transition in life, which oftentimes asks us to evolve or asks us to transform into maybe who we're here to be, maybe just a different version of ourselves. In any case, we find that life is a series of transformations. And the first phase of the transformation process is often cognitive dissonance. So dissonance happens in a few different ways. What dissonance is the idea that you have values, beliefs, thoughts about what should happen from any moment day to day. And then when you find yourself in your conscious experience of your life, but the feeling doesn't feel like what you know it should feel like when you are doing it, that is dissonance. And oftentimes what that really is just a nudge from the depth of who you are. It's your soul telling you that there's something else out there. Now, it doesn't always tell you what it is, right? The language of soul, understanding self, is really difficult. And most people never understand themselves and actually die a stranger to who they are, because there's such a large percentage of us, of our lives, of ourselves, that are unconscious, right? And so from a depth psychology perspective, what's happening when dissonance occurs is often that your unconscious mind is trying to get in touch with you. In religious terms, we might call that the soul. I can remember one experience particularly that might help reinforce this point, is I was out drinking, and my 20s were pretty wild as far as like, I just didn't have a lot of meaning in life. So I was always pursuing pleasure, right? That was sort of the top of my value hierarchy, was pursue pleasure. And I was out drinking, and I remember it was February, the same night that the Patriots came back when they were down 28-3 and beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. It was that night. And I was at a bar after the Super Bowl, and I was drinking, and I had my girlfriend was out with me and friends and all these people. And I look down in my hand and I see this Bud Light in my hand, and it just hits me that like, I'm not happy. I'm not happy here. I'm miserable. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to live this way. But like, that doesn't mean anything to you when you're in this moment, other than it's like an oh shit, like, oh no, now what? Now what does this mean for my life? Now, often what happens when we feel moments of dissonance, right? The soul is nudging us toward a different reality or a different experience of reality, or to maybe adopt more responsibility for your life. Who knows? Who knows what the soul is nudging you toward? That's part of the problem. Oftentimes when we don't know what that is, we bury it, right? And what happens when we bury it is we have to turn to things that pacify us, you know, something like drugs, alcohol, but, you know, running for me was a pacifier for years. And so that's not to say that there aren't good things that we could get out of this, right? The good, bad argument about anything in the world, whether it's a vice, whether it's your, I mean, really all of it. I just think that it's not really about the thing. It's about you and how you use it and how it shows up in your life and whether it's serving you and your soul and what you're doing here and the world that we're in, right? And so sometimes I think the good bad argument's just not that helpful, quite honestly, because we're all doing what we think we need to do in order to survive. The problem is when you start to feel this low level dissonance, which is the first phase of the transformational process, which is like telling you, hey, something's not aligning with who I am right now. If we turn to a pacifier, the thing that makes that difficult, right? And I did for years, I'm sure. Like there were many more nudges before this one moment where I was like, oh, I kind of hate my life. When that happens and we don't know what to do. And so we try to pacify ourselves with something else. Like again, I think running for me, once I couldn't drink anymore, I like, okay, well, I can run. I can use running to pacify myself. What happens, though, is that unfortunately, when that happens, the disparity between who you are in the world and who you're meant to be grows. And when that disparity grows, it becomes more difficult to tolerate being in your own skin. I mean, I don't know if I could say it a different way, but the idea is that when you feel dissonance about something and your soul is telling you, hey, there's a different or a better way to be here, and you don't listen to that and you don't go find out what that is, one of the things that just happens to you is that you become more of a stranger to yourself and to your life. And as time goes on, this was one of Socrates' main arguments. It's like, you can do whatever you want, but you cannot disobey your own soul. And I think that there's a lot to that. I think that the modern person, because we don't use the language of soul, and maybe for you, the language of unconscious might be more helpful. Your unconscious mind just telling you that there's a different path for you or whatever, right? Because we don't talk like that and we don't think like that, so we make our decisions based on, well, think about all the things you make your decisions based on. Typically what looks good on paper, right? Like how much is this worth and what can I get back? What's my ROI? The problem with a return on investment, though, with thinking about an ROI for something, is that an ROI is it's financial calculation based on known variables, right? And so, okay, based on what I know, if I do this, I'll get the most back of my investment, right? So if I do this job, I'll get these benefits and this will help me have this house. And so you're always thinking, the modern person's always thinking about this ROI equation. The problem is the ROI, like I said, is based on what you know. And unfortunately, there's far more to you that you don't know than that you do. And that's a hard truth to grasp, quite honestly. You may or may not be able to hold that right now. But it's worth understanding that, like, if you make your decision that way, oftentimes the reason we end up with these disconnected lives and dissonance and feel meaningless in some way is because we have simply not listened to the part of us that's trying to tell us that there's something we don't know. And so you can't always make your decisions based on what you know. I went through this workshop that we like, you know, manifest your life or whatever. And I remember that I wrote down all these things that I wanted. And I remember her telling me, like, you know, if you believe and it was a whole process, like, you'll get this is basically the whole point of the workshop. Now, here's what's fascinating. I did get it almost like within 4 months. It was almost exact. I was dating the girl that I described on paper. It was wild. The thing about it is I got the job offers. It was very fascinating that it did work. The problem was there's something about me that's far deeper than paper that was telling me this ain't it. Might look good on paper. It might be what you thought you've always wanted, but it ain't it for you. Not right now. And so sometimes you have to do the really uncomfortable thing, which is to obey the soul or at least be open to the fact that this dissonance you're feeling in your life is asking you to live differently. And it might be going to find out what that is really difficult. It also might be the adventure of a lifetime, right? And that's what I'm finding. It's like, you might not know. You might not need to, though. You might just need to follow the soul. That might be your answer. Certainly wouldn't want to tell you how to live, but I do think in this transformational process, it is worth understanding that the first phase is almost always dissonance. So I come out of the military, so that's the world I come out of. But I think that this is true for any kind of corporate transition, change management in the corporate world, in the world in general, right? As adults, you get very patterned around what you're doing and the job that you're doing. And not only do you get patterned, but you get accustomed to it. Like your sense of safety is there, your sense of identity is there, your sense of validation is there. And one of the things that I've noticed is that when people transition out of the military, one of the reasons that people get pretty miserable in that situation is because they're feeling all of this dissonance, right? Because maybe the way that you used to talk in the military isn't going to work in this new workplace. Maybe the thoughts and beliefs that you have aren't going to serve you in this new life. And so instead of saying, okay, so now what is the world? What is my soul? What is this all asking me to be? What is asking me to be different? Instead, they run from that discomfort, right? And so they drink or do drugs to numb it out. And then they like end up wanting to just go backward, right? Sometimes going backward is the deal, right? Sometimes that's, you're like, oh, I went the wrong way. I got to go this way. That's fine. And again, I think all of this is okay. But something that's worth understanding is that sometimes the reason we get miserable and we don't want to go backwards is because we're being asked to change and we're just not doing it because it's too unfamiliar. It's too unsafe. Or maybe we've just been, you know, you just grew up to think about the world in a certain way. And you're like, no, I'm not doing that. They're weak. They're, you know, fill in the adjective, whatever you believe. But just open yourself to the idea that maybe your life is asking you to become a more expansive version of who you are. And what I find is that low-level cognitive dissonance, it's always happening. The soul's always giving us nudges and letting us know we should go this way or that way. But it's our job to learn how to listen to it. And if you can do that, you know, you might see that you don't need to see the paper answer. You don't need to see the whole vision. You just need to know that one foot's in the path, and that might be enough. It might not. You know, I don't know what your temperament is, but I know for me, oftentimes, I really struggled letting go of the good money and the validation I got from my job. The problem is I tried to stay with it, and the dissonance just grew and grew and grew, and so the disparity grew and grew and grew. And so sometimes you realize that you're part of something much bigger than yourself, and you really just got to learn how to let go and just be part of it all. Because maybe you don't know, right? Maybe you don't have the best idea, because maybe if you even got the thing that you think that you want or the thing you're going toward that this dissonance is starting to block you from, you might find that there's something far deeper to you than paper that's begging you to go become a more expansive or better version of yourself. I love you guys. That's phase one of the reality of transformation. Bye.